Utah Governor John Huntsman has been selected by President Obama to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. We learn about this from CNN Washington correspondent Brian Todd.
You've got a moderate governor of Utah who's very popular in his state and has reached out to various factions. First of all, just John Huntsman's moderation in a very conservative state is interesting. The fact that he endorses civil unions but not same-sex marriages, and he's rankled some conservatives on his own side by taking some of those positions. That's interesting in and of itself. But I think what you've got here is President Obama seeing that it's a brilliant political move by Obama in so many ways. I mean, he sees a potential rival for the presidential nomination in 2012. Not for the nomination, but actually for the presidency.
Right.
Huntsman was considered a real up-and-comer in the Republican Party.
And rising star.
Yes, absolutely, and a potential candidate. Well, guess what? He can't refuse the overture from his own president to serve as U.S. ambassador to China. That'll probably sideline him for at least 4 years, wouldn't you think? So 2012, now maybe out of the mix. And by doing this, Obama has taken a potential very popular rival out of the mix for the presidency in 2012. It's a very astute political move.
Well, not only done that, but put him on China, we're just really, it's one of the most difficult ambassadorships out there right now.
It really is. I mean, now Huntsman does have credentials. He's a former U.S. trade official. He's fluent in Mandarin. He was a U.S. ambassador to Singapore. He can negotiate this. He's a very smart man, but it is a difficult assignment. I mean, relations with China are never cut and dried. They're never easy. There's a lot of nuance to it. He's certainly capable of handling it, but he could conceivably have some landmines that could do him in politically, and that's another thing that that has to be watched here. It's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens in his ambassadorship, but also what it does to him politically. Now, but what's interesting is with one stroke of the presidency, Huntsman is now being considered a candidate possibly for 2016.
I'm barely got through
Obama doesn't have to worry about.
We're still trying to get over the last election, for goodness sakes. We're just celebrated 100 days, and we're already talking 2016, my goodness.
That's right.
But you guys actually talked to his former chief of staff and got a sense as to, is this, how, because there's, the reason I'm fascinated with this story is not only the political ramifications, which are just so interesting, but also all of a sudden he has a rising star in the Republican Party who is on the Obama team in a very important area.
Well, that's right. We talked to Jason Chaffetz, who's now a congressman, who was his chief of staff, and he has high praise for Mr. Huntsman, and he says that maybe this appointment could actually enhance his resume if he decides to run in 2016. He is a man who's emphasized bipartisanship. He has, as we said, taken some moderate stance on some key social issues. What's also very interesting here is that the Obama people have hardly been hiding the fact that this guy was seen as a potential rival. Just last month, David Plouffe, who was Obama's campaign manager, said Huntsman was, quote, the one person in that party who might be a potential presidential candidate. He told that to U.S. News and World Report just last month. So they had this guy on their radar as a potential rival, and now they've sidelined him by giving him this key post.
Well, not only sidelined him, but he's in Beijing for a lot of the time, so he's really off the scene, almost literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very interesting. Now, the GOP, it's also, Chris, kind of putting the GOP on the defensive. They've got to figure out who their real leaders are, who can kind of, challenge the president in 2012. That's going to have to be almost a full-time job for them now, because he is using his political power and his political mind to neutralize some of their key people.
Well, and of course, Time Magazine had on the cover, the endangered Republican Party as an endangered species, and there is a lot of talk, and many people saw Mr. Huntsman as really one of the people who was going to lead an important part of that Republican conversation about where they go in the future.
He was seen as that. Now, what's interesting is the Republican Party is going through a watershed debate within the party. You have people who are on the conservative side of it saying, no, we cannot give up our conservative principles. We've got to stick to kind of what made us what we are, what got us power in the 90s and in the early 2000s, and really, you know, what our message has been. If we don't stick to that core message, we are being diluted as a party. We're being more like the Democrats, and we're going to lose people anyway. Well, the other side of that is some people who are saying that, look, that wing of the party is kind of dead or dying. We have to be more inclusive. We have to be more moderate. We have to reach out to minorities more. We have to be the big tent that we really always said we were but never really were. You know, the Republican Party is going through that entire debate right now. How it comes out at the other end of it is really going to be what determines the long-term future of this party, and they are just getting into that debate right now.
And Mr. Huntsman represented such an important part of that discussion, as you say, a very popular but very moderate in what is arguably one of the most conservative states in the country.
He really did. And now there are only a handful of others left who can kind of take up that mantle. I mean, it's still people like Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota, thought of as someone who could conceivably do that. You know, does he have the national profile? Does he have the real political will to be that person? He's just one name that kind of comes up in the discussion. John Huntsman may come up, but it won't be for a few more years now.